And as you guys know, for decades now, the court has adopted sort of a use-it-or-lose-it approach to summary judgment argumentation, right? Get your argument in writing, in the motion, or in the answer as filed at the trial court, or we don't want to hear about it, right? And that's consistent with the rule, even if it's not always convenient for those of us that handle appeals, right? So fortunately for us, a few years ago, the court gave us just a little bit of wiggle room, a little bit of room to infer arguments that don't necessarily appear in black and white on the page of the motion or the answer as filed. So this is, again, this is 4 years ago, but this is a simple case called Nalvi Plunkett. It reads like a law school exam. It reads like a torts exam. It involves negligence claims arising out of a New Year's party gone wrong. A New Year's party gone awry. So use your imaginations, and if you're thinking teenagers, booze, and vehicles, you're on the right track. And as hard as it is to believe, somebody got hurt, and somebody decided to sue the host of the party. Okay, so the defendant comes in and moves for summary judgment, saying Texas law imposes no duty on the host of a party. So these claims fail as a matter of law. Right? Now, the motion didn't walk through every possible doctrine under which a duty might arise. The motion addressed the doctrine most likely to impose a duty. And the motion said, if there's no duty under this doctrine, and there's not, there's no duty under any doctrine in the state of Texas. Okay? So the trial court loved it, granted the motion. Court of Appeals did not love it. Okay, reversed. The Court of Appeals said, now, defendant, you can't waltz in here with your monochromatic motion for summary judgment.